wrong side to the slot. It was a dream, but now, alhamdulillah, it's a reality.
Assalamu alaikum, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, and welcome to Roadside to Islam. Now today, Roadside to Islam is again in Canada, Montreal, and we are today with our brother, Zakaria. He's a convert to Islam, and he embraced Islam, I think a year and a half ago. So, assalamu alaikum, akhi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
So tell us a little bit about your story, inshallah.
So how it all started, first of all, was we have a class in school. They teach about religion and all, you know, just to make us have an idea about religion, so Hinduism and all. So I presented my religion, and one day there was a brother in class. Well, I say brother because I'm Muslim now, but he presented his religion, which was Islam. And the way he did it, mashallah, like his character, and like it just touched my heart. So one day we had a second class, actually, and in that second class my friend told me, could I interview you about your religion? So I told him, yes, you can.
So but you were a Christian?
I was Christian, yeah. So he started interviewing me. I answered every question, and the last question was unpredicted. He told me, are you going to convert to any religion? So I said, yeah, I might convert to Islam. So I don't know how I said it, but like Allah made me say it, you know. So then I turn my head and I look at the class, and the whole class and the teacher's just like, he's gonna go to the terrorist side, you know. And I didn't know what to say. They're like, why do you want to convert? I had no clue why I said that, but I just said it. Alhamdulillah, Allah opened my heart at that time.
MashaAllah.
Then what happened is, after class, you know, everyone was leaving. People were telling me, are you really gonna convert? I'm like, I don't know. I just said that, you know. Like,
yeah, yeah.
In the moment, I don't know what happened. So they all left, and I was just there, like, thinking and all. I see a book on the floor. The book is, like, how to pray in Islam, but I didn't look at it. I just start kicking it. And every time I kicked it, subhanAllah, it kept on coming back. So I'm like, okay, why is it coming back? It started getting on my nerves. So I kick it. I decide to pick it up. You know, it's all ripped and all because I've been kicking it. It says how to pray. I open it. Arabic writing, but I didn't know it was Arabic back then, you know. So I look at it, I'm like, what is this book? I close it, I put it in a locker, I forget about it. Summer comes, alhamdulillah, school is finished. I do what I gotta do. I decide, oh, I've been away from my religion, which was Christianity. I was a Mormon. I'm like, I've been away from my religion for a good 2 years. Because I grew up like in that religion. My mom used to bring us at church every Sunday. So I still believed in God, at least, you know. Alhamdulillah, I had something. So what happened is that I started thinking about my religion. I'm like, it's been 2 years, I'm away from my religion, I have to come back. So I decided to read the Bible. You know, the basic stories, David and the Goliath, those type of stories, whatever. So I start reading, and then at one point, like, I see some contradictions. I told myself, okay, this isn't right. And I remember back when I used to go to church, people would always explain like the verses, but in different ways. So I'm like, who's explaining it right now? He's saying it's this way, he's saying it's this way, which way is way is right? So I told myself, you know what, let me just like research my religion, see if it's right or not. I started researching, I started seeing stuff about it, whatever. I'm like, nah, this is not the right religion. First of all, because like they believe in Jesus as a God also, which in my heart like didn't make sense. Make no sense, no.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a different da'wah for another time. So what happened is that one day I had a Bible in my bag, and I went to the YMCA in Cartierville, Montreal, to play basketball. Then I was going to read my Bible. I go to play basketball. I see a brother who is a Muslim. So I go up to him. I'm like, can I speak to you? And this is in Ramadan. He's fasting and all. So I go and I speak to him. I'm like, in your religion, do you have Moses, Jesus, and all these prophets? He's like, yeah, we have all these prophets in religion. He starts presenting to me Islam. And he tells me, the only difference in our religion is that we believe in one God and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the last messenger. So he told me, do you accept that? I'm like, I can't accept it because I don't know who the Prophet is, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what I did is that I started researching about the religion and all. I talked to him a couple times, but then I stopped. One day I was on the internet, Islam terrorists, Islam terrorists, Islam terrorists. You know, we always hear that. Even today we still hear it. So what I did is that I told myself, something told me in my heart, go to the mosque, go to the mosque. So I took my bike, I started riding to the mosque. I go in, I'm like, who's the person who's responsible? They tell me his name is an imam. That's the only word I knew, imam. So I go inside, I say, they're praying janazah actually outside. Once it's done, I say, could I speak to the imam? They're like, yeah, he's coming soon. So he comes, he grabs me by the hand, he holds my hand. Like, as soon as he hold my hand, I started feeling like this love, you know, like going in my heart, mashallah. And then when I walked inside the mosque, the environment, I can't explain it. But anyways, I went to his desk, to his like room, whatever. He sat me down, he told me, what religion are you from? I started talking to him. Like, after 2 minutes, I started crying. I couldn't stop crying, subhanAllah. So like, we had to cancel the appointment because I couldn't talk. So what happened is that I left, he gave me the number of ICQ, which is the mosque here in Montreal. He told me, don't leave contact with the mosque. I went home, I started studying the religion and all. I'm like, okay, they're not terrorists. People start answering my questions. Alhamdulillah, Allah made me hear what I need to hear.
MashaAllah.
And so I started, you know, listening to Surah Fatiha and all. Like, it started touching my heart. And I liked the way they recited, you know, like, it sounds beautiful, you know, so it attracted me. So what I did, I'm like, let me see how they pray. So I went to the mosque. I started following the prayer with the people. I was still Christian, but I was still following the people. At first, it's hard, you know, like, you have to stand up for 10 minutes and all, it's long. Alhamdulillah, I got used to it.
Because it was in the Ramadan?
Yeah, no, it was after. It was after, after. Yeah.
How long after?
A month after, maybe.
Okay.
I was done studying and also.
Yeah.
I went and I started following prayers.
Yeah.
And subhanAllah, like, my heart was at peace. But it was long, you know, because you're not used to it, but still, my heart was at peace. And I used to, like, look at the people beside me and follow the movements they're doing and all. And from then, like, I was 100% sure I was going to convert to the religion. But it still took time, you know. After some friends came up to me, they're like, when are you going to convert? And I said, I have to do it next week. Next week, I didn't do it. But after I told myself, no, I can't. Like, I have to do it now. So
Shaitan was playing with me.
Yeah. So I converted. So I went to the mosque. I stayed there all day. Because, like, I looked at, there's, like, requirements for when you want to convert. You know, you have to be sincere. Like, you have to know it's the right decision. And there's, like, a lot more. So anyways, I looked, you know, I did my studies and I'm like, okay, I have to be sincere, I have to be sure I want to do it and all. So I went to the mosque, I started reading, listening to people, watching the prayers and all. At the end, I was sure I wanted to convert. So I took my shahada the same day.
MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah. Now I'm a Muslim. And what I want to say to the people who are not Muslims, Alhamdulillah, yeah. People who are not Muslims or people who are Muslims actually, is that I was not a Muslim and I came to the prayer, even if it was once. I came to the prayer and I was not a Muslim. And some people are Muslim and they don't go to the mosque. It doesn't make any sense. Like, there's a lot of stories actually on the internet. You could look, this lady, she has depression. And what she does is that to cure her depression, she goes to the mosque to pray. And the non-Muslim sisters tell her, why are you coming here if you're not a Muslim? She says, because it cures my depression.
MashaAllah.
I was not a Muslim and subhanAllah, I was going to the mosque. So for the people who don't practice or don't pray, please start praying, because we all know what's going to happen in the afterlife. So we want the best for you guys. And also,
may Allah lead us to the right path.
I mean. And what I want to also say that when I walked to the prayers, alhamdulillah, there was this man who used to look at me like from his window. So one day he stops me and I go up to him and I give him a hand. Like, I'll show you. And I smile. So I smile, subhanAllah.
And smile is a sadaqah.
Yeah, smile is a sadaqah. And he noticed it. So when he went home, he told his wife, I saw this little young boy, this Muslim boy. He was so like happy and all, you know, he gave me a smile. He was happy to meet me, happy about life. So he told me, come in his house. So I told him, I have to go and pray. When I came back, I went in his house. We started talking about Islam, religion and all. He told me, and he's Quebecois. MashaAllah. And he told me, you changed my view about religion. He said, I always had a bad view about it. I thought like Muslims were, you know, bad people, terrorists and all. But you changed my view. And he told me, just because of that one act, he told me, you never know what could change people. And from that day, like, I started thinking, you know, the way we act with people, the way we dress, the way we speak, it affects people, even though you don't notice it. People watch. We don't notice all the time.
Yeah, people watch. Really watch. So, you know, like, if you wear the sunnah,
and especially like the sisters, the Muslim sisters, like that wear the hijab and the jilbab. Like as soon as you wear like something that shows that you are Muslim, you should be concerned of like what other peoples are seeing from you. Like you should be concerned that every action that you are doing, it's a dawah against Islam or for Islam.
Yeah.
So you should be really concerned about that. Like smiling and acting good and showing good manners, even to like mostly to non-Muslim, that's the best dawah that you can do.
So yeah, people, you guys should have pride in your religion, you know, because there's a lot of people who are not Muslim and then they come into your religion, so you guys should be happy. And yeah, so the man told me, you know, one day we'll go to the mosque together and inshallah he'll convert. So if you guys can make dua for him so he could become a Muslim, and make dua for me and my family so they could become Muslim also.
And for me and my family,
and his
for
family
all,
also.
And for all the reverts.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. May Allah guide all the family of the reverts to Islam.
I mean, and my last message before we end. So yeah, when I used to go to high school, there's this guy, mashallah. He has a really, really good character, but he always sees Muslim people stealing all. So he's like, you know, it pushes him away from the religion. So what I want to say for the brothers is like, if you have non-Muslim friends, try to act according to the sunnah. Don't act and start stealing and have excuses for stealing and all. You're not supposed to do that. So if you guys could please stop, you know, and start following the sunnah, inshallah, because it could affect a lot of people. People watch you, as I said, non-Muslim people. If maybe the brothers he was with, if they didn't steal, he might have become Muslim. But now, like, it's making him go away from the straight path. So inshallah, if we could all change, and may Allah put us all on the straight path into the Jannah.
Amen. 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 Thank you very much for watching, and keep watching Roadside to Islam, and share that video, inshallah, so you can get reward from Allah, inshallah, if he, maybe like he can guide somebody to the straight path, inshallah. So thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, and thank you for watching Roadside to Islam.
Assalamu alaikum, akhi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.